Okay.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Stepping Into Light with Julia Treat. You know me by now. I have been, you know, asking several people to come on and share their miracle stories and literally them creating their own miracles in whichever way that happens. And today I have Elise Michelle on with me today. And she has a very amazing, I have goosebumps already, amazing story that someone needs to hear. We're going to talk about taking leaps of faith, vision boards, and the power of falling in love with yourself. So Elise, thank you so much for agreeing to come on and tell everyone your story, because I think you will inspire others to make a move, perhaps.
I would love to inspire others.
So we met, we had done a few sessions together, a few readings. I don't know if that was like a year ago. I've lost track of time.
I think that was maybe 2 years ago.
Wow. Okay. And yeah. You've gone through some stuff, and to a lot of us, it would look like really our bottom has fallen out. And I've been there before myself. And a lot of times that is when our breakthrough is getting ready to happen. And I know that you had, if I can say, a dream of living in France. And yeah. And that fell through with the way that you thought it was going to happen. And during one of your sessions, I literally said, you're supposed to go rent an Airbnb or rent a place in France by yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, I've told people, you might be the second person I said something about you had to go to another country, but you actually followed through. And I kind of want to talk about what that looked like for you, moving from the space of, heartbreak, which we've all been through, and finding your way into then creating your new. And I have goosebumps again. And so, share how that kind of happened for you, so people can understand how they can start really, you know, falling in love with yourself. You said the other day it was a big part of it, and then the steps to create.
I mean, obviously, all of it started with I met someone who was, you know, my twin flame, and it just kind of threw me for a loop. So he was in and out of my life very quickly because of circumstances that you know about. And rather than, you know, really just sulking in it, a number of people that I worked with, including you, it was really that I had to work on myself and heal myself, and focus on that. So it really became this journey for me of self-healing and self-love, that I just dove head into. I feel like during that time, I did picture that life with him in Europe. And that was one of the things that we, really connected on, that we both wanted a life in Europe together. But, I realized after a while that I was waiting for him, and I had healed myself to a certain degree. And, in that just complete career change, all of these different things that started opening doors for me to be able to leave where I was, work for myself. I finally just got to this point where I was incredibly happy, and, you know, he wasn't coming back, and I realized I didn't need him to live the dream that I wanted. And what was I waiting for? I took that big leap. And as I started kind of making those plans, where originally I thought I was going to go for 6 weeks, and then I was going to come back to where I was living and kind of figure things out from there, and then maybe move the following year, everything, just the universe started pushing me out of where I was. So the house that I was living in, I found out when I left for 6 weeks, I actually wasn't going to be able to come back to it. And the friend I was living with needed the room back. So then I was going to have to put my things in storage, but then I didn't have a place to come back to in that state, if I had my things in storage. And my brother started going through separation with his wife, and he needed furniture. So he ended up getting all of my furniture. And just lots of little things, even with work. I had found a new career. It was everything that I wanted. You know about it. It's the energy work that I do. And that was a big part of my, that final piece for me in just really, really being happy and loving myself, and falling into what felt like my path. So yeah, just all of these different things. But even with that, I knew I was doing what I was supposed to do, but the clients weren't even really coming. And I just kept getting these intuitive hits. It was because I wasn't where I was supposed to be. So staying there was kind of stalling me. So yeah, I just went for it. I came out to France where I am now, and initially was planning to come for 6 weeks. And 2 weeks into my trip, I thought to myself, nope, I have to stay for longer. I'm not going to be ready. And 1 month into my trip, I ended up meeting, my soulmate, the love of my life. And everything just fell into place in the fastest, just most unbelievable way, to where people hear our story and they're like, this sounds like a movie.
Well, I said it the other day when we were talking because I wanted to touch base with you and see if you come on the show. So I don't know if you remember this, but I don't remember readings, but I remember sometimes some things that I say. And one thing I said was, you're going to go over there, and then you're going to call me and tell me you're getting married. Now, and I said it was going to happen fast. I knew that, and I got goosebumps. And when I'm doing that with clients, saying things like that, I am literally telling whoever, all, your higher self, whatever, you better make it happen. If this, I'm telling this gal to go on, go over to France. But I know your mom well, and she's become a friend, and she was keeping me in the loop when I finally got that message from her, and she said, Julia, she met him. And I was like, oh my God, I just needed to hear that. But
Yeah, and
you
it
have
really
you guys met? Go ahead.
it was, when you say fast, I mean I've heard that, but it was even faster than I would have expected. So yeah, we met on a dating app. He was living in the UK at the time, so he didn't live in France, but he had been visiting for the Rugby World Cup. And as he was leaving, while he was there for the weekend, he remembered that he had this dream of living in the south of France. He'd originally moved from South Africa, and he was just like, what am I doing in the UK? Why am I still in London? So at the airport, he decided to download a dating app, and go on it for like 5 days just to kind of get a feel for what the dating scene would be like in France. And meanwhile, I had not really been using the apps too much for maybe like 10 days. And there was even someone I was starting to date casually that was French, and I had gone on my dating app to actually delete it because I just felt like, I do that sometimes. I would have them for a while, delete them, need a break, go back on them. So I open up my app, and I had been one of the first people that popped up on his as like your best match. So he had sent me this really cute message. I had in my profile that I was in France for 2 months and moving at the beginning of the following year. And his message was, you're moving a little fast for me, but I'm in.
I love that. Thank you.
So I'm going through, I have matches and I'm like, well, I'll just look through them before I delete it. And I'm going through them, just clicking no on all of them. And I see his and I was like, well, he's really attractive. And his message made me laugh. So I messaged him back and we started talking that night until probably 2 in the morning, my time. He was already back in London at the time. And from there, it was just like talking to each other all day. Nonstop video calls. He videoed me 3 days in when I was at the beach just to make sure I was who I said I was.
Yeah.
Not a man, not catfishing
Right
him.
here. Yeah.
But yeah, within 5 days of talking, he decided to get on a plane and come back to France because he needed to meet me in person. So while it seemed a little crazy even to us, we decided he couldn't fly to the airport close to me, but he was able to get a flight into Nice just with the Rugby World Cup. So we agreed to meet in Antibes for 4 days for our first date.
Guys, this is for real. I mean, I know this is where we think this is a movie, but it's for real.
Yeah, and it was really, that was another huge leap of faith where like everything that I did when I came here, I was in yes mode. Like I told you, it was just, even if it sounded kind of crazy, if I'd invited to a party for a weekend in the country and my gut was like, yeah, you should go, I just went. And you had told me in one of our sessions that I was protected in all of this. So I just kept telling myself that, and to take chances and to have these experiences. And, you know, I was in this place where I was just so happy and in love with my life and in love with myself that I just was welcoming anything that came in. I just trusted my gut, and I'm like, no, this guy feels good. And like, we can't stop talking to each other. We're up till 2-3 in the morning every night. Obviously looked great over video. So yeah, we agreed to meet, for 4 days. He got an Airbnb, and we were staying in Old Town Antibes. So no cars anywhere. I had to walk up to the Airbnb, from where the car dropped me off with my suitcase. And we saw each other from two ends of the street, and just walked towards each other, met in the middle of the street and said hello. And he just grabbed me and kissed me. And honestly, it was history from there.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Oh, and I loved hearing this story, and I love hearing it again. And all because you took that leap of faith. You trusted yourself, you trusted your gut. You just said something I want to touch base on trusting your gut, everyone, because trusting your gut is a yes or no. It's not an emotion. Okay. The emotion part is where we kind of screw up with the gut, but we just know. It's a feeling of knowing that this is right for me or it's not. And so I'm going to be doing a lot of free courses and just short mini things that I'm going to help you really step into that, because so many people stay paralyzed. There's so many people right now that are just stuck in their comfort zone because they're in that emotional state of what if it doesn't turn out? What if this happens? And oh my God. And that's not just like Elise said, yeah, I'm going. Like, she worked on herself and she said, I'm going, you know? Maybe they would have met somewhere else in the world at some other time and space, but I think it happened now because she went there and that was the guidance she received and she followed. So, and you guys are planning your life together now, correct?
Yeah, we decided to live together after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So his lease was ending at the end of February. So he decided if I was going to be in France, he was going to be in France. And I ended up actually moving to the UK before I came here so that we could spend the holidays together. So we ended up moving in together about 2 months into the relationship. Awesome. And yeah, I went to the UK.
Let's talk about vision board. You don't have to go into details about your vision board, but
yeah, of course.
I mean, I've done an interview even with, if anyone remembers Rose, and she was told by doctors she would never, ever have a child. She couldn't have a child. It would never happen. And I said, I'm connecting with your child and she's coming. She or he, I can't remember if I knew boy or girl, but it was just putting up those onesies and talking to the baby every day and saying, we're ready and feeling it and knowing it. And I just want your take on, because you told me the other day, the vision board that we discussed and then you created.
Yeah.
Had a big part in, or maybe a part in this.
It did. So I think that was one of the very first things that you had me do when we first worked together. And that was definitely something where, you know, I told you I'd done vision boards with people and groups before, and my heart was never really in it. It was like, oh, this is kind of lame, whatever. But when you told me to do this one, I really was like, okay, I'm going to make this very personal. I got a really nice framed cork board and ordered, you know, vision board making magazines on Amazon and
awesome.
Different, like, you know, pictured cards and phrases. You told me to order some onesies because all those kids.
Anyone, by the way, anyone wanting to get pregnant, just saying, okay, just get the onesies and just feeling it. Okay, go ahead.
So I made this board just kind of mapping it out, where part of it had to do with my love life, part of it had to do with my career. And I knew a lot of what I had to do was I had to find my joy. That was something that I feel like with that other situation when he was out of my life, I lost my joy. So it's finding the things that made me happy. So one of the things was I used to play piano. And so I actually ended up getting a keyboard, and I had all these little things. So on my vision board, the things that I could control, I was like, okay, so I had piano on there. And I knew I needed to kind of re-spark my creativity. So I started doing those little things every day that started just bringing that little bit of happiness. And I had on my vision board that I wanted to work for myself. start my own business. And there was a lot of things around spirituality on there. I didn't know at the time what I was going to be doing. And then this energy healing modality just kind of fell into my lap.
Yeah.
And that was something, while I've always been around that as part of my life, I never expected to do it as a career. So there were all these little things that I noticed really started to fall into place from that vision board. And it was something where I had it up in my bedroom next to my bed. I would sit and just look at it sometimes, meditate in front of it. With those onesies, it was more, I talked to them in terms of, if you want to come into the world, you got to send me your dad.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. And they listened.
Yeah. So just ask them, like, send me your dad because I can't do it on my own. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was so interesting just seeing, when I was getting ready to move. And I told you as well, like, it was one of those boards. It was so personal that I would put it under my bed whenever I had guests over, because I didn't want people to see it and be like, why do you have this board with onesies and things on the wall? So yeah, I put it under my bed when I had guests over and people visiting and whatnot, just because it was very personal and I would bring it out. And even on my board, I had France, and the UK as well. And I didn't know why I had the UK on there. I just, something always kind of called me to the UK. So yeah, I had all those little things, and it was just amazing to see how much of it actually did manifest itself. Which is not an experience I'd ever had with a vision board before.
That's so cool. And I do hear of these things happening magically from people who really take it serious. And I was afraid that was going to happen while we were talking. I'm getting a delivery, and he always rings the doorbell. Well, maybe someone at my house, actually. I'm going to pause this for 1 second. I'll be right back, Elise. I'm sorry, everyone. Be right. Okay, sorry about that, everyone. I was expecting delivery. It was not. I don't know who it is. Door to door, somebody doing something. Anywho, you know, what were we talking about? The vision boards. Because I always say, like, we get those messages when something's like big deal. We might hear a doorbell ring. We might get a, who knows, you know? So my vision boards in the past, I realized after talking with you and you know, discussing your story, I was like, you know, this part of my life right now is kind of stagnant. So I'm going to go ahead and create, I'm going to be in that creative mode again and create my board, because things might look a little different right now than they did before, because I've manifested a lot of those things. Mm-hmm. And so these are, you know, they are powerful. When we take it serious, we take time to be in it. Like, you would meditate with it, or you would just be with it and talk to the babies and look at it all. It really puts you into a flow, you know, when you're just allowing things to come to you, and you had done the inner work in loving yourself after being what a lot of us might feel rejected, but you had to find that love for yourself, because then you will attract that which loves you.
Yeah. Well, I think a big part of it too, wasn't even just rejection. It was, you know, one disappointment after the next, disappointment after the next. And rather than just remaining in this place of like, why does this keep happening to me? It was just being in the state of no, like I'm done having this stuff happening, and I'm done waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big part of it. It was, you know, even in doing this move, it was, I'm done waiting. I wanted to be here. So what was I waiting for? Why did I need that person to come into my life for that to happen? It was, I can create the life that I want, and then let that person come in to the life that I've created, versus waiting to do the things. And that was even something, aside from the vision board, and we didn't talk about this before, I actually started dating myself.
I love it.
So that was one of the little things that I did as I was coming into that place of just really feeling love for myself. Again, it was the, why am I always waiting for the friend who's free, or this person, or, you know, someone in my life to go on a date with, to go to the show that I want to go to, or, you know, see a concert, whatever it was. So I just started, you know, if there was a Broadway show that came into town, I would just buy myself a ticket, or orchestra, whatever it was, the ballet, all these things that I wanted to do. So I started buying tickets just by myself. Going out for nice dinners, bringing my Kindle to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And getting dressed up and taking myself out for a really nice date. And that was one of the little things where it was just like, I think that started to get me comfortable as well with, I don't need other people. Like, I could take this big leap and come to this new place and be okay. And even coming to France, just where I can tend to be a little bit more of, you know, introverted at times, in that I would say I'm an ambivert, but the extroverted part comes out around people I'm very comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Coming here, it was just that, like, no, I'm going to go out, I'm going to meet people, I'm going to make friends, I'm going to say yes, I'm going to do things that are scary, and just seeing how many amazing things happened by doing that.
Yeah, and that's the difference from sitting in your comfort zone and waiting. Like you said, you were done waiting. And so everything is flowing to you because you're in this flow of, this is what I want, and I'm taking the steps to get there. So that's what I think a lot of people miss, is just, we have to do, you know, action. We have to take action towards it. You know, some things just show up, but it's because we're continuing that forward action towards this bigger picture. So I'm going to suggest to everyone, if there's an area in your life, maybe you just do a board for that area, and it's just pictures of what you want, what that would look like, what would make you happy. And then you're really feeling that that is your truth, right? You're feeling it. And then you go on about your day. It's, and that's the trick, is feeling that it's already happened. Not that you're waiting for it, or that it has to have this step and then this step. It's just that this is what's happening for me. And I also throw in there, and perhaps you do too, I don't know, but I'll throw in questions like, well, what is the next best thing I can do right now? Like, what's the next best thing right now, the next step? And I'll just get an idea, or someone will show up, or whatever. So we're always asking for that guidance to flow forward as we're creating our new. So bravo for doing the work, because I mean, this is a miracle story. It's a beautiful story. People need to know that this stuff can happen. And it's because you worked on you. You didn't try to change anyone else. You worked on you, and you worked on, what was my vision look like? What do I want my life to be like? And what can I do to get there? And then meeting this beautiful man, and I've seen pics of the two of you together, and it's so sweet. Such a beautiful union. I'm covered in goosebumps again.
Yeah. And I will say, I've never felt loved in the way that he loves me, just in that absolute, you know, unconditional love that you really, you know, I've been in love before, but it's a completely different experience.
How many women have a man write a song for and then record it? Like, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, but you know, I realized I had to be in that different mental state for that to happen. And I know that's one of the things that he loved when we met, is he was just blown away by, you know, just how much I loved myself and how confident I was, and almost to the point, like in the song, he notes in it that I knew I was going to fall in love in France, and I didn't know when, but I did know that I was going to find my person there. And there was part of him when we met where he was almost a little taken aback, like, holy crap, like, you just know, like, you're so confident in just what you know. Mm-hmm. That he had his little moments where he knew as well, but it was a little harder for him, I think, right in the beginning, to give into it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was just going into that feeling of no, just trusting. And as long as I wasn't getting, you know, with my gut, because your gut and your head, I feel like, can kind of, you can get confused as to what's what. So what I really felt in for things was, as long as I wasn't getting a no, like, this is not safe, this is not appropriate, as long as I wasn't getting that kind of bad feeling, that it was like, yeah, I'll go for it.
Mm-hmm. And knowing that you're fully protected too. I mean, I just every day just proclaim I'm fully protected anything I do. So, and I have been.
Well, so, I feel like part of that protection was trusting. Like, obviously I'm fully protected. That doesn't mean go do something absolutely stupid, but it was trusting that because I'm fully protected, I'll get that gut feeling when I'm not supposed to do something. If I'm not supposed to go somewhere, I'll know I'm not supposed to go there.
So you're creating this beautiful life. You've got your new career, you're doing the energy work, and you can do it from anywhere in the world. And we were talking about this the other day too, how I kind of, it's like these ways that we can leave the matrix. I feel like we leave the matrix by doing, taking these steps of, I can, you know, whatever the matrix is, that 3D matrix, that we're creating our life, not by anyone else's rules. We're doing our own thing, and we're also creating our freedom. And so I know what that's like, and I love what I do because I can do it from anywhere in the world too. So there might even be someone listening from France that might want to connect with you and look into your energy work. Do you do remote work? Is it in person? Do you do remote or both?
It's both. Okay. So I do two types of sessions. One is in person only, but the other one is remote. Mm-hmm. And it's all just frequency based. It's called Marconics. So it's ascension energy, 5D energy. And it's very different. You're not reading a person's body. You're really just, I'm a channel for this frequency for people to receive that helps to raise their energetic frequency. And it just helps pull you up. And unlike older modalities, you know, you kind of get this lift, but then you come back to base after a few days. With the work that I do, you'll get a lift and then you stay there. You might come down a little bit, but you kind of stay there. And with each session, you're just getting a lift and you're going higher and higher in your own energy, your own frequency, your own ascension.
Wow, amazing. Well, how would someone get a hold of you if they wanted to check into that with you?
They can go to my website, which is www.elisemichelle.com. That's Michelle with one L.
Okay.
And yeah, people can get in touch with me there to schedule sessions. But it was a huge part of that breaking point for me. I feel like, especially just in that self-love, because I feel like I'd worked with people before too, and they were always telling me I didn't love myself. I'm like, yeah, I do. And thinking to myself, but I do love myself. And it wasn't until I really kind of broke through that barrier where I was like, oh, this is what it's like to love yourself.
I love it. I know you've helped a lot of people today. I'm sure a lot of, you know, men and women, but especially girls that might be in the same, you know, feeling the same that you were, that, you know, what am I waiting for? You know, when is he going to show up at the door with the bouquet of flowers on the horse? You know, that can happen, but I say that it's more often our lesson to move forward out of our comfort zone, and then putting ourselves out there as ready. And nothing like saying you're ready than going to France and renting a place for several weeks. So
yeah, you know, that, and I think a big thing also, it's surrendering. It's like, even working with you, it was just certain things that I would hear. I'm like, how, you're telling me I need to go to France. I'm like, how the hell am I supposed to do that?
I remember you having that reaction. And I said, and you're going to tell me you're getting married. That's what I told you. And then your mom, you know, relayed messages, but.
Yeah. But in just being in this place of, like, you hear certain things, you're like, that's not possible. But realizing that rather than being in a place that that's not possible, it's like, okay, well, if that's where I'm supposed to go, it's like, I'm here right now. I can't see how I get here, but that's okay. And just being in that place of just surrendering to what's meant to come to you, because if I'm meant to go here, it's going to show up. And that's where the job showed up, the career change showed up, all of these different things showed up that put me in a position where suddenly it was like, oh, I remember when someone told me I was going to be here, and now I'm here.
Yeah, that's great. You guys, I've shared on my podcast too. We all know that I've shared, I do things scared all the time. I mean, I don't know if I'm scared. There's always that little piece that goes, God, what are you doing? Here you go again. But every time I take that leap, you know, that next rock shows up, like going across a river, the next thing shows up and it catches me. And I go, wow, it's amazing. And the more you do it, the less fearful you are, because you realize you do have the power within yourself to create this change. And as long as you're leaning into that and believing that and feeling it with all your might, that I'm connected to source and I am here to flourish, to be prosperous, to be loved, to be in love, that is what we're here to do. And that's what will show up for you. So Elise, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your story. You guys, it's elisemichelle.com, Michelle with one L, elisemichelle.com if you want to check out her website. She is glowing, as you can see. I think it's more than just being in love. It's like, you know, she says she is absolutely in love with herself, and the universe is answering that vibration. So anything you want to add before we sign off?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I was going to say tips and suggestions, but you basically gave them the whole way through. So we are grateful for that. And, you know, speaking with you the other day, I was like, okay, Julie, you got to get a board going, because there's some things that I need to get clear about, right? Just clear. Sometimes it just brings you clarity. That you get clear about some stuff. Remember, your vision board is about you. Okay. We can't change anyone else. Our vision board is about us. And go have fun with it. Put pictures on it. Like, she used some phrases, some sayings, just the onesies if you're wanting the babies. Just really make it personal and be with it a few minutes every day. And come back and check my podcast tomorrow, because I'm going to be loading my spiritual boot camp up for free. And so that you guys can start really creating that life that you have been dreaming of. Thanks again, Elise. And everyone, I will see you next time. Blessings.
Hey, Julia. So did you know that when we were younger, our skin cells turned over every 28 days? And as we have gotten older, that cycle takes a little bit longer. That's why we see elasticity issues, the sagging, the bagging, all the stuff that we don't like to see as we get older. And I want to share with you ASEA's trifecta. Okay. They have created the most amazing 1-2-3 punch when it comes to your skincare. And I want to show you before I tell you. So those of you that are listening to this, go over to the YouTube channel. You can see what I'm showing right now. This is my friend who did the trifecta for 90 days. You can see what it looks like around her eyes, like those crow's feet that none of us enjoy, on day one and then day 90. All right, she used three key things, and I'm going to share with you what that is. So number one, she used Renew 28. If you have not used this by now and fallen in love with it, I don't know what you're waiting for. This stuff can be used all over the body, but Renew 28 is a gel that is infused with cell signaling molecules. And so what that means for us is that it's going to renew our skin 16% faster. It's going to help us with sun damage. It's going to help us with wrinkles, elasticity. It's going to increase blood flow to the area. This is all stuff that has been clinically tested. And there are tens of thousands of people around the world using it. So they call this Renew 28 because we want to turn over your skin in 28 days and get back to that youthful appearance. Now, the second part of the system is the clay mask. This clay mask you can use 2 to 3 times a week. And what it has is bentonite and signaling molecules. So the bentonite is going to draw out impurities in your skin. The signaling molecules are then going to go in and do everything I just described and renew everything. Now, the clay mask, you will see a difference in your skin in minutes. All right. You're going to feel it lifting. You're going to feel it tightening, and you're going to see a shift in your skin. I guarantee. Take the picture before, take it after. But if you want to go for the full 90 days and really see what can happen, also add in this piece of the trifecta system. This is Redox Radiance. It is a collagen support. This includes nothing from animals, no skin, no hide, no animal collagen. This is plant-based. It's the amino acids that your body needs to make human collagen in the exact ratio that you need them. So it tastes delicious. Pour a drink, enjoy it, put your clay mask on, right? Treat yourself nice at home. And I want you to have those same results as my friend. So get started with the trifecta, take your pictures. We could feature yours next. We want to see the results that you're having. You're going to fall in love with this skincare from ASEA.